So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with the lovely Rachel. Rachel, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you. I'm so excited.
We're so excited, too.
Welcome to Happy Hour. I heard, is this true that you didn't wear any makeup on the show?
Like, very seldom. I think I wore only at rose ceremonies.
Oh, my God. And did you just wear, you wore your hair natural the whole time?
I did, but like night one, I had my hair natural. It was curly. I wore it down. Yeah. I think a couple other times I wore it down. And then I think as the show progressed, I probably got lazy and I was like, I'm just going to bun it.
Yeah.
So I sleeked it back because it was just easy. Like curls, you just, it's just such a hassle.
Curls, they also just like, you never know what you're going to get a few hours later. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like the weather, they're temperamental. So I'm with you on that.
I will say, Rachel, Serena definitely was, she was talking shit because she heard you didn't wear makeup. She's like, she's definitely got makeup on right now.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't, I was like, there's no way. But then I was honestly looking at your face the whole season. I was like, I actually think that those are just her natural lips and eyelashes.
They are.
You bitch.
They are. Well, I mean, at rose ceremonies, I had like, I only wore concealer and blush and mascara. I don't know what to, I don't need to do makeup. I watched the girls get ready. I was like,
I mean, Paradise is one thing. Like, it's so hot.
You don't wear a lot of makeup.
No, I don't wear a lot of makeup. And I didn't wear a lot of makeup on the show. And I honestly stopped wearing makeup on Paradise. I got so freaking tired of doing it. But on The Bachelor,
it's going to be great for your makeup ads right now.
Well, I mean, I like makeup, but I'm like a light, natural makeup girly on a day to day. But on the show, I was definitely doing like a full face, you know, contour, liner. The works.
I don't even know how to do that.
You don't need it. You looked beautiful.
You're good.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk. You live in California, right?
I do, Southern California. Yeah.
Okay. And how did you get on the show?
So I've never seen the show. I actually didn't know who Joey was at all. It's my best friend, who's also my roommate. She watches the show. Like, she was up on Mondays, like Bachelor Monday. And I was like, you have fun with that girl. I'm going to go read my book. And I remember I was laying in bed and she sent me a video. She's like, you're never going to believe this. Joey Grazia today is the Bachelor. I said, who? She's like, don't worry. He's amazing. He's like, I'm going to nominate you. You're gonna do it. And I was like, they'll never pick me because I'm like such a, I feel like I'm not like the most aesthetic type of girl. I kind of just am out of the box, like the behind the scenes type of person. And then I got picked and the rest is history, I guess.
That's amazing. Shout out to the roomie.
Shout out to Noelle. That's my girl. My baby girl. I've been best friends for like 13 years. So.
Oh my God.
Okay. Like, but you saying you'd never watch the show. Then once she nominates you and you get chosen, did you like go and like watch a few episodes to kind of prep?
I did see, sorry, Joey. I did see him about to go on one knee. She showed me that clip because she was like, you have to kind of know the history behind why he is who he is. And so I saw that and I was just like, okay. So I was like, so I'm going to date this guy with everybody else. I was like, okay. And that's kind of, he tried to prepare me, but I think I was so caught up with, it was such a quick process. Like everything mm-hmm. was going home. I don't think I absorbed what she was telling me. So when I got to like the mansion, I was kind of, what's the first impression, Rose? What is a group date, Rose? I don't know what any of these things were. So.
Gotcha. Well, it's so interesting, the different scale of people that go on this show and like how much and how little. Like, I feel like you didn't know a lot, but you had a best friend who was kind of like giving you the gist, like the vibe, the breakdown. She obviously is a fan. She's not going to nominate you if she doesn't think like you can handle it. Yeah. And then I feel like, who was it that Autumn? I feel like Autumn is like a super fan. I feel like she literally was having the time of her life. She was living her dream. Am I right?
I love her. Yeah. She was
She was having the best time. I was like, I feel like this girl's watched the show her whole life. And then you've got like Dotton, who was on a past season. He's the one who ended up with Charity, which
And well, halfway through, didn't know there was an engagement.
Yeah. Halfway through, he was like, oh, we get engaged here? Yeah. He was like, yeah, sure. I'm down. Like, love this girl, let's do it. But that he's an exception. Like, that is like, usually it doesn't go that way.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. I think you should know that before you go.
Yeah. Where was your headspace going on to the show thinking that there's you could potentially get engaged at the end?
I mean, I've been in a relationship where I was almost engaged once. So I'm like a lover girl at heart. I love to be in love. So the idea of coming on the show and meeting Joey and him and I falling for each other, I thought it could be the best thing ever, also the worst thing. And so my mindset was just, why not? It could end up how it should. And honestly, it did in the most beautiful way, despite the outcome.
Are you typically a person that will take a big risk?
I do. I'm kind of a full send type of person. Yeah. Like, I think before I jump, but I'm also like, let's just jump no matter what the outcome. That's probably a toxic trait of mine, to be honest. But
yeah, and then you break your jaw.
I mean, jumping in my recent experience has not been the best, but
how high was, do you know how high it was?
Okay, I feel like when you watch it, it doesn't look that high, but I'm also terrified of heights. So I want to say, I could be wrong, it has to be more than 20 feet, I want to say.
Yeah,
I would think. That sounds like a lot, but it was kind of a lot.
Yeah.
No, that does sound like a lot. Honestly, my sister called me and was like, Serena, you 10 meters, it's not 10 meters. Like, there's no way. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Is that what you said it was?
I was like, I feel like it's probably like 10 meters. But like, I also feel like when you're looking at it, right. It doesn't look as tall as it probably was.
Then you hit and it's like, damn.
Yeah. And then back home, I was telling them, like, when I jump off rocks back home in Hawaii, the water's always moving. So like, if you jump in, it's just like, whatever, it's flashy. But this water was so still. And I think I clocked my head just in the wrong way. And it felt like I hit concrete and it felt like it was water. So that's kind of what happened.
And how long did you live in Hawaii before coming to California?
So I was born and raised in Hawaii. Okay. So I left home when I was 18, my poor parents. I was like, bye, guys. I'm going to go take off. And yeah, I've always been just like a nomad in my family. I like the idea of kind of branching out and figuring out things on my own. So I moved to California when I was 18. And then I moved to Maine for 2 years. Never again.
Random. Yeah.
Not for you?
No. It was too cold. I had a lot of hard experiences there. I had a really tough relationship. I had, you know, just, I looked very different than most of the people who lived there. So I had a hard time kind of fitting in. And then I moved to Washington State and now I'm back in California.
Is the end game, or do you not know, do you want to end up in Hawaii, or are you kind of just down to go wherever the world takes you?
I would love to settle down in Hawaii. I love the culture of how I was raised. It's just like a very different upbringing back there than it is in the mainland. And I know it's kind of hard for people, like when I date there, Hawaii's so expensive and it's secluded. But I want the best of both worlds. I've always wanted to have family there, but also be able to travel back and forth, which is why I do travel nursing, because I can go home and to the mainland whenever. But I'm also open to whatever feels right in the moment when I settle down.
If you're from there and you live there, is it that expensive, or is it more traveling to Hawaii is expensive?
It's expensive. I mean, a gallon of milk is like $8, $9.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, so that is true, huh?
So it's pretty true. I mean, even living, I was looking at a one bedroom and it was like $800,000 for like a one bedroom, and I was like, I can't. I literally can't afford that. So.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, New York ain't cheap either, but
yeah, New York.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, you guys live in New York, so yeah.
Well, you could still get cheap milk though. Like, yeah, like groceries and stuff is that's still affordable. Like property isn't. So let's talk about your job. So how did you get? So you're in trauma nursing.
So I'm ICU trained, but as a travel nurse, I kind of hop around to different units. So like, I can work in the ER, I can do ICU, I can do telemetry, but trauma is like kind of my home. It's where I feel the most comfortable. I guess that's kind of a weird thing to say because you see some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to tell us why you feel that way?
Well, so my dad works in trauma back home.
Okay.
And I kind of always grew up, he would just tell me stories, and he noticed that I would handle the stories well, and I would see pictures and it never fazed me. I always kept it very calm and cool and collected in very high stress situations. Mm-hmm. So when I was in nursing school, I was kind of figuring out where to go, and I noticed the ICU was where you need to really be level-headed and kind of always relax, you know, although I don't think things through, I think things through in nursing. So
yeah, if Rachel is your nurse, guys, don't worry, she thinks things through.
No, she's not. I can jump off of something and I can break my, but I will help you if it is you next time, okay? And I'm Filipino, every Filipino is a nurse. So that's kind of the stereotype that I live. But yeah, ICU is amazing. It's, you know, it's very traumatizing. You see a lot of things. I worked during COVID. It was a very, very hard time because it was just so much like sadness literally every day, and you take that on as yourself. But I found a way to cope, and I think that's why it fit me the best.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like that was something we saw you kind of talk to Joey about, and what it's like to be a nurse. I know we've kind of had some conversations with Zach and Katie because she also is a travel nurse. I believe she worked through COVID as well. So there's kind of that extra layer of like what you bring home from your job at the end of the day, and what it's like to be in a relationship with someone in that field.
Yeah, because you also work a lot of hours, right? Like your shifts are usually like, what are they, like 12 hours sometimes?
Yeah,
right?
So 7 a.m. and I come home at like 8 p.m. Usually it's by that. Yeah.
Do you think that's
why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're busy, I'm sure it's like you're really in it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's kind of what you see yourself doing long term?
I want to say yes, but I'm starting to notice with time that I have more passions that I really want to pursue. Like, I love public speaking and I love kind of speaking on behalf of others. And I'm trying to find a way to do that with also using nursing as my background, because nursing is a part, you advocate for your patients, you know, all the time. And, you know, through personal experiences that I've gone through, I've been able to relate to patients, like female patients have been able to really come to me and feel safe with me because we've shared similar experiences. So I'd love to stay in the realm of nursing, but if doors open up for other things, I'm always open to whatever.
Nice.
That's amazing. I think that's so great. And I know that we talked with Lexi about just being a woman and what that entails, like going into the medical field and like the information and knowledge that there is on women versus men, and just what it means to like advocate for yourself as a patient in that space. I feel like people would like love to hear from your perspective on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's being a woman also in a woman dominated career. It's so crazy to say, but we still have so much work to do to like build up women in nursing in the medical field. So, I mean, yeah, I'd love to be a voice for that as well at some point. You never know.
Nice.
All right. Let's go to bring up your ex.
Yeah.
Time to bring up, well, Joey, the one that will go with that one first.
Yeah. He's a good act. He's a good one. He's a good one.
So you see, you step out of the limo, you see Joey for the first time. Is there a spark? You feel
honestly,
that connection?
On my end, I don't know if there was, because I was just so in awe of what was happening, mm-hmm. because he was there in the flesh. And all I was telling myself was just give the lay and walk away. Give it, walk away. But my first impression, obviously, is that he was so handsome. He had such a good energy about him. Like, his aura was just very calming. But a spark, I don't know. I think I was just assuming I was going to go home night one. So
really?
Oh, 100%. I went in the mansion. I went to the producers and I was like, I'm going home, guys. It was so nice to meet you. My bags are packed. And
no,
I
was crazy. Watching it, we did not think that.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I was like, you're going to be there for a while.
I was convinced. I told all the girls, and I was like, it was so nice to meet you guys. I'm going to get a drink.
And did you get a chance to talk to him night one?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
That's also why I think I was.
Well, that makes
more sense, why you thought you might be going home.
So I didn't get a chance to talk to him night one. So like all these women were going and going and going as the night's going on. I was like, oh yeah, I'm for sure going home. I don't think the lay was enough to keep me to get a rose. So that's where my head was at.
So why do you think you got a rose?
I guess that lay really did its job. Yeah. I was putting a lot of like the power on that, this lay. And I was like, this is it.
I'm sure there was a nice aspect of like familiarity too, right? With him being from Hawaii and you being from Hawaii.
Well, he's not from Hawaii.
He lived there. He lived there. He's not from there.
He's a transplant.
He is a transplant.
Yeah. He gives that vibe.
A transplant?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He does.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
But I think I always said this when every time Joy and I talked after night one, there was definitely a familiarity between the both of us. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was the Hawaii connection. But that's what was a huge, huge part of like our friendship and our relationship building forward.
And then we don't see you get a one-on-one date until a little later in the season. Yeah. So kind of what was that journey like for your relationship and your connection?
When we see the, not to cut you off, but we see the wedding dress date.
Yeah.
Where that's kind of like the first
time. I feel
like
that was the first time where you were like, okay, this
Rachel's
is someone
here.
He's into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think watching it back now, I see that. But in the moment, I really didn't think much of it.
Oh, really?
No, because I'm kind of goofy and I'm like awkward. And it was our first time talking. And of course, it's a first dance. Like, way to just, you know, jump right ahead. But I guess you could tell there was definitely a spark after that date because we do have a lot in common and we just understood each other very well. But it was a very interesting group date to be, you know. But Michael Bolton was there, so it was all good.
Yeah, that was Michael crazy. Bolton. Why was it such an interesting group date? Tell us, Rachel, tell us.
For me, I think it was so interesting that we all had to watch every girl walk around with him and see how they connected. So I was kind of in my head because I was one of the girls on that group date that didn't talk to him night one. So I almost felt just behind, like I didn't know much of him and girls already spoke to him the night before, you know, like and shared a little kissy or whatever it was. But once, you know, we had our chance to walk around, I can show my personality. I think we both kind of fell into each other.
Okay. That's such a good point. Yeah. Because a lot of girls on that date had already kissed him night one. And like, there was like some stronger personalities on that date. They're also like parading it around of like the one-on-one time. That would be a challenging like structure for, especially for a first group date.
Yes. Yes. But, and my, this was back to what we talked about when I first got on here too, was when they announced the group date, all these girls were already in glam, right? They had their makeup and hair done. And I think I was talking to one of the girls and I was like, I really don't want to go on this date because I just don't look the part. They're like, oh no, you're fine. And I was like, okay, like, whatever, just threw on a dress. But it was honestly the best time. I had the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that first group date, I've never been on one, but I like that has to be like the first, like that's like your first moment of like, oh, this is kind of how this is going to work. This is reality TV. This is weird as fuck. But then like the second half of that date, you start leaning in and you're like, okay, now I can kind of be myself. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to like get more comfortable, I guess. Right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, group dates are, they're not meant to be, I guess they're kind of meant to be awkward in a way, I think I would say.
Yeah, it's very hard to make them ever feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first group date is kind of like that first spark with Joey. It's the first time you're talking to him, first time you're having a conversation. Where does the relationship go from there?
Yeah, I think that was honestly that first dance was everything we kind of needed to actually have a moment together. Mm-hmm. And for me, I can say when we danced, I totally forgot that there was everybody else around, which was also proven through that kiss because I kind of forgot that the girls were watching. I was like, I'm just gonna scooch in here. And then we had a great conversation that night as well at the cocktail party. And from then on, I just felt more comfortable with him every time I saw him. And I started to slowly, slowly open up, and he as well to me. And that's kind of what we needed, was just a quick little thrust to kind of get our relationship started.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
So I was going to say, as your relationship is now growing, are you yet like comparing it to other relationships he's having, or are you kind of just solely focused on what's going on between you two?
No, I was solely focused. I used to make a joke with the girls, and I was like, oh, guys, are you guys having fun talking to my husband? Like, you know, just letting you guys share the man today. But I think in my past relationships, I used to always compare, you know, what I was doing with my boyfriend at the time to like my friends' relationships. Mm-hmm. And that always caused more hurt for myself in the end. So going into this, I was really focused on what's meant to be is meant to be. And all I can do is be myself and, you know, put my best foot forward. And if it's not me at the end of the day, I'm really okay with it because, you know, something great will come out of this.
I love that. I also love to hear you say that as you were opening up more, he was opening up more. I feel like they kind of did Joey a disservice and like never showed him opening up to anyone really until like this point in the season. And like you're seeing so many of the women open up and having these serious conversations. So it's nice to hear that he was also like giving that back to you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like give Joey a little shout out here.
Exactly. Because, you know, he's taking on all of our stories and like listening to us. So I definitely always like wanted to check up on him and give him the chance to just relax and breathe. And, he shared some things that I loved that obviously not everything's going to be shown because there's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. But I had the live footage with him. You know, I had the best time with him, and him opening up allowed me to feel safe with him as well.
That's amazing.
Is there anything that wasn't shown between you two that you want to share?
I mean, I know for a fact that Joey and I did have a great, strong connection. We had a beautiful relationship. I do wish more of our moments could have been shared with people. But I think in everything you see is kind of what you get. And Joey and I know how raw and true our relationship was. And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does it make you feel? I feel like there's been a lot of comments that you guys are like friends first. How does that make you feel saying that?
I mean, best relationships start off as friends, right? So I don't see that. I don't think that's an issue. I think people are trying to find any reason to kind of downplay my experience with Joey. And I'm kind of trying to ignore that because I was the one who was there. I spoke with him. I spent all that time with him. And even if it's just a friendship that came out of it, it's still something so beautiful and to be proud of. I don't think that's an issue at all.
Yeah, and it's like you also are the third girl, so it's like it wasn't like he really really liked you. So like there is a reason.
You really like me platonically to keep me to top three. Yeah.
But like there's a reason that you made it that far, and it's not just because he wanted to have a beer with you at a bar and then fucking slap you high five and see you later.
The high five.
I mean, high five. I think towards the end, he and I definitely knew that that's as far as our relationship was going to go.
Yeah.
And I know I've said this before, and I've said it to him. I think my favorite memory is he and I parting ways, because you can't force anything. And we both gave it our all. And I know we're both so proud that we both care about each other and respect each other. So yeah, I keep saying we're friends. I'm so glad I can be friends with my ex. That's like a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. Did you see it coming then? Because we obviously saw you getting sent home at the Women Tell All, and they showed it. And it was obviously a very emotionally charged moment. Were you shocked? Or because he kind of made a comment when we interviewed him that made me think that maybe there was like a vibe that the relationship was coming to an end between you two.
Yeah, I wish I knew what he said, but
you can listen.
I'll listen to it. I knew that I was gonna go home. I think it's so emotional because you've come. I went so far with him, and you're pretty much at the end. And so a natural instinct is I was thinking, was I enough? Did I not do enough? was it we ran out of time? What was it? And it was definitely an unspoken understanding that this was the end for us. So the tears, I'm going to cry right now. I'm not going to cry, but the tears that you saw are all real because it's not hearing my name called. I felt that our friendship was also done and I had no say in it. So a part of me, I was thinking, I was like, oh, well, I know I'm going to go home. Maybe I just shouldn't go to the rose ceremony. That was like what I was really thinking to myself. But I didn't want to take away the joy and happiness of hearing your name being called from the other two women, just because I love and respect them so much. And I think it'd be a disservice if I didn't show up because I would love to hear my name being called as the final two, right? So I didn't want to take that joy for the other women. So that's also why I was crying, because I knew it was going to happen. And I knew this was the end for Joey and I. But again, it was probably my favorite moment of he and I, because I could really feel that there was just so much love there, even as platonic love. And I think that's also my favorite type of love. But it's still hard. So it was hard to watch back.
I think it's really difficult at the end too, because I feel like the lead, like that's when your relationship really starts progressing, but the lead then has to step back and kind of like mentally turn off two relationships because he has to mm-hmm. pick one. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's the difficult part, because it's like who knows, like, you know, in the real world, you could like, Not to rub it in, but like you could have worked in the real world, you know, but yeah. Like now it's like this thing where he's like, well, I have, like, at this point, I feel a stronger connection with a Daisy or a Kelsey. So now I have to turn off this relationship. And that's mm-hmm. hard because it's mm-hmm. like no one did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the
yeah. And I give Joey has all my respect for having to be the one in that position to do it, because I don't know if I could be able to do it. At the same time, yeah, it was a hard decision, but someone had to do it. So kudos to Joy for breaking it, because that was a tough one, definitely a tough one.
Yeah, I feel like it's emotional to experience, and then to have to sit there and watch it back mm-hmm. is just a whole different type of emotional.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think I was going to be that emotional. I was going into, like, when I was going to tell all, I was like, I'm going to watch it. It's fine. But yeah, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Because this after filming, I kind of went home and I was like, how do I just pick up from here? That's kind of what my thought process mm-hmm. was. So I went back to work and I just tried to be busy, not think about it. So seeing that over and reliving that whole thing, it kind of just took me back to that place.
Yeah. I want to get into your time in the hot seat with Joey at the Women's Hall. But before that, there's so much went down at the Women's Hall, and you were not sitting out there with the girls, but you were there. You were behind the scenes waiting for your moment. So I want to get your take on the drama. What are your thoughts? You know, we had the Maria versus Jess, Sydney, and Leia moment. You were in the mm-hmm. house through all of it. Which mm-hmm. is, you know, you're seeing everything that's going down. What's your take on it all?
I mean, as you can see also, like, if you watch, I was always pretty neutral. And I always tried to be kind of see what was happening on both sides. I also was not on the group dates where most of the drama happened. A lot of the times girls, you know, they were sharing like, oh, this took place, this transpired, but I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened and what didn't happen. My whole thing was Sydney, Leia, Maria, Jess. I give these girls all my respect because they all stood their ground. And I think that's a hard thing to do. Like, you know, for most people, they'd be like, okay, let's move on. But they stuck to their side of the story, each of them. And I think it's bound to happen to have this disagreement. You're putting so many different personalities in a small environment. Some personalities are stronger than the other. But I did hear that they hugged it out. So I'm glad we're able, you know, at our age as women, let's just put it aside. We're there for Joey. And, you know, we all have those people that we hang out with and we're closest to. I just was just over the whole thing, honestly, the whole time. I was like, okay, guys, but where's Joey? Really, the question is, where's Joey, right?
We didn't see you involved in literally any drama this season, which is not surprising to me. We did see you have a little miniature tiff with Maria at one of the rose ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Do you want to expand or just give any context?
And how cold was it in that hangar? Because I bet it was fucking freezing.
To that moment.
It was pretty cold. No, it was actually really cold that night. Yeah. I wouldn't even call it a tiff. I think we were all so exhausted. We just finished hometowns. It's late at night. You know, these ceremonies can go as long. We don't even know how long it was going to be. So I think it was more emotions are high. And I was the closest to her, and I just asked a simple question. We hugged it out. I don't think there was any ill will in that moment. And, you know, one thing about Maria and I is that we could talk straight to each other. We were just blunt. And that's why we just never really had an issue. I said what I said, and she would say what she said, and we moved on. But, of course, from an outside perspective, you're not thinking about what's going through my mind, what's going through her mind. So it looks like a tiff, but it wasn't.
I threw plenty of tiffs in paradise. We would be for like rose ceremony. People would like pass out. I'd be like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" like get it together, pull it together, drink some water.
You're rose ceremonies are the worst. Rose ceremonies are the worst.
Well, I'm saying like rose ceremonies. Like once you're at the rose ceremony, like at this point, you're pretty tired and you're just exhausted and you're just kind of like, let's get this. We want to get this going. Mm-hmm. Like it's the end of the night.
Well, Matt was. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go, Rachel. Go.
This was like more that was happening in the background. Is I was also very emotional going into that hometown. I mean, going into that rose ceremony because as I was leaving my hometowns, I found out that my auntie passed away while I was filming. And so I was kind of like in the space where I was like, I'm missing so much of like what's going on back home. And I'm so out of the loop. And I'm so close to my dad, and it was my dad's sister. So going to the ceremony, I felt like there was just like a lot. We were all having so many emotions and seeing our families, and you're like thinking about things like, should I be here? Like, what am I doing here? So I think people are just so quick to judge and not take a second to realize like there's other things that they're thinking about besides getting a rose that night, you know?
100%.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great.
Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. I also think the Maria fans are on the defense for Maria with everything that went down this season. And they're like, anyone that says anything to Maria, we're coming for you. And it's like, guys, like, Maria and Rachel are good.
I put that army too. Dang.
Her army's fierce. Her army is fierce.
They're hardcore.
Okay, so let's talk about you seeing Joey again at the reunion in your hot seat. How was that?
I wasn't nervous at all to see him. I was actually very excited because we left. I guess you could say there was no closure when we left, but we both didn't need closure. We knew this was the end of it. Mm-hmm. So I could feel that we both were, it was just a calmness when we saw each other and just so much love. As soon as we saw each other, it was just like, hey man, what's up?
You had great banter on the show. Like he said this at the Woman Tell All, but like truly, I feel like so many of the interactions we saw between the two of you was you making him laugh. And you could tell like there's good banter and like ease between the two of you. And I feel like we saw that right away from like the moment he sat down with your little interaction.
Yeah. Which is like, there's always a sense of familiarity, a sense of home with the both of us. And, you know, seeing him cry, I think I told him, I was like, I'm so glad you cried when I left because.
You did say that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I did because I was like, listen, man, if there's no tear to be shed, please redo it.
Yeah, he cried.
It feels good when they're a little upset. You're like, okay, I'm glad it meant something to you too.
I'm like, hey, okay, I want you on your hands and knees, but if not, I'll take a tear or two. I'll take a thug tear. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We saw you speak, you know, Joe and you kind of had your moment and just he had said that you were giving so much to the relationship that he just couldn't give back. Mm-hmm. I feel like we saw you really take a turn and open up so much after your conversation with Susan, who was in the audience. How was that conversation? I feel like out of the three conversations, like you, Daisy, and Kelsey all chatted with a Golden Woman, you and Susan just had like the best chemistry and like.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's Susan, right? Like, see, Susan is iconic. She is amazing. She definitely, I felt like I was talking to an auntie or a mom in that moment. That's what I was needing because in my head, I was like, okay, it's now or never. I open up to Joey or I don't open up to Joey. And she really kind of pushed me into the right direction to just give it my all. And I think even though the outcome is not what anyone would have wanted, it was everything I wanted. I opened up, I pushed myself, and I'm just really proud of, you know, how far it came towards the end.
So what does this mean for you now, stepping into
the dating world and back into the real world and being single, but having, I guess, grown in yeah. like the relationship sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so, so happy with where I am in life right now. I think a lot of us, when we're single, especially in our 20s or mid-20s or late-20s, we think we're behind. I'm like, girl, you can literally do whatever you want. Like, you can literally do whatever you want. I'm sure you
can,
too.
That's not what Medina thought.
I was like, I'm sure you still can do whatever you want. But I think right now I'm taking like a step back from the dating world. I'm not opposed to anybody, but obviously my standards are very high. I mean, who can top a date in Spain? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good one.
It's kind of hard. But yeah, I mean, if you can meet my standards, give me a call. If not,
are the DMs open? Are we like at least like casually dating? Or are you like, no, give me space?
I need space right now. I definitely need space right now. I think a lot of opportunities are coming out of all of this, and I'm really focused on just relaxing and kind of touching grass and like visiting my family to kind of just take a break from everything. But I'm not opposed.
Okay.
Right?
Like, so you're open. What was the your favorite place you went to on the show? Because you basically went everywhere.
I went everywhere. I did. Thank God. I want to say Spain was probably my favorite landscape because I've always wanted to go to Spain. I'm obsessed with Spanish culture, but lodging and like just the scenery and everything, Jasper was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
so beautiful.
It was insane. I was like, where are we, guys? I would definitely go back to Jasper in Spain. But yeah.
I love that. Very different places, but yeah, both very beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a Hawaii question. So we're going to Hawaii for the first time, even though neither of us have been there. This isn't, I'm just throwing this out there.
You guys haven't been to Hawaii yet?
No.
Never been.
No.
It's very far from the East Coast, you know?
It is far from the East Coast. Yeah.
But what is one thing that we have, like what does Hawaii do best as far as food?
Poke is the best for sure.
Yeah.
100%. But I mean, there's like, my favorite place on the island is called Kuaina. It's the sandwich shop. It's in the North Shore. It's on Oahu, and they have the best like teri chicken sandwich with the best fries I've ever had in my life.
Sounds so good.
I don't know if I'm overhyping it because it's I've had it since I was like a fetus. Like I've gone there since I was an actual child.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just like a nostalgic sandwich. But it's the North Shore where it's like the raw Hawaii. Like nothing's really changed, and there's no like a lot of buildings and stuff.
As a tourist, where should you go if you're going for 10 days?
Are you planning the trip right now?
Apparently.
Well, I'm just trying to get as much information as I could.
Is this what's happening?
Joe is always planning multiple trips at one time.
I don't know. You know, like, do you go to the what is it? Like Maui's the...
We almost went to Hawaii on our honeymoon and we didn't. So it's like it's near the top of the list of places like we really want to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're always picking people's brains that have been there or lived there.
And decide which island you guys should go to. Because Oahu has great nightlife. But then you also have like the good countryside. Kauai just has the beautiful country. Maui as well. Just go to every island.
Okay.
Yeah,
sold.
It works.
Message me and I'll give you a list of things to do. And then don't ask Joey. Ask me.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't. You think I'm gonna ask the Philly kid who's a tennis instructor in Hawaii where to go to Hawaii? No way.
I think a lot of people think he's from Hawaii. I feel like I've been getting comments of people saying they're both from Hawaii.
I feel like it confuses people because when you're on the show, they have like name, age, where you're from, or like name, age, occupation, like in the little bios. And mm-hmm. I think they had him as Hawaii on his season when he was a contestant. Because it's not necessarily like where you're born, where you grew up. It's like where you are most recently living. Mm. So I think it gets confusing for some people.
Yeah, that needs to be clarified.
It does need to be clear.
Yeah, they switch it up. Okay. I think... Yeah, I mean, we probably could wrap this. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything that we may not have saw with you and Joey, or are you chilling?
That you want people to know?
I mean, I definitely would love to just address again. I think I addressed that tell all at the end was just the comments that people have been making, I guess, toward me, especially after hometowns. I'm not one to really speak up I guess, for myself. So doing that was like a huge, it was a huge thing for me. And, you know, coming from my Asian background, we're always taught like not to take up space, like not to speak up, just be quiet. And so I'm like really trying to encourage people like who look like me or just anyone of color to take up that space and to speak up. I think people are so quick to realize or so quick to think that it doesn't affect any of us. And I'm not saying that the comments I'm getting are tearing me down. It's just very frustrating. And I wish more people would just be more kind with their words and just know that their words have weight to them. And, you know, I'm still just a normal person. I went on the show, and I think going on the show takes a lot of courage and bravery because there's so much that you go through. And, you know, people getting mad because of my skin color or how I look and just dropping all these names like Jungle Asian and all these slurs that just are coming from left field all because I got a rose. I wish people would just know that if you want to watch reality TV, you have to know that people are real on reality TV. And just to be more kind and have more grace on us.
That's yeah. All. And that's just don't amazing. Be a fucking dick. It's like, it's terrible. It's insane. And it's just you have to expect some of it, but like, especially like in your case, it's just like, it's so unwarranted and it's just, yeah, I feel for you. Like it sucks. And like, I feel like you are in like a great headspace, and I would just like stay there and focus on all the good that does come from it. Cause there is a lot of it. And yeah, like hopefully the haters, you know, go away or at least start, you know, or grow up a little bit. Cause
yeah, it is. It's like, if you want to watch a show where it's only people that look like you, you're probably not going to be able to turn on your TV, and you probably shouldn't step outside your house because that's just not how the freaking world works.
Yeah.
Just don't go outside.
No, and it is a struggle for everyone in this franchise, a lot of the hateful comments, and something that we as past contestants, me as a woman of color, can definitely relate to your experience to an extent with dealing with that struggle. But thank you for your bravery and sharing your culture and sharing your family and your experiences and your traditions on the show, because it does take so much bravery. You are putting yourself out there for, you know, people to love on and accept, and also for people to criticize and say horrific things in your DMs. Sadly, that is part of being on this show. But I hope that you know that the good that you do and the good that comes out of this and the people you touch is so much greater than... Yeah. Ooh, got a little choked up there for a second. Sorry. Than the people that you hurt, that are hurting you.
Stop.
No, stop. You stop. Right.
You guys, stop. All right. I wasn't prepared for this. Right. Oh, yeah, no, I think I agree with everything you said. And yeah, just you're an amazing person, and just know that, and fuck those people, really. You know? For lack of a better word. Yeah, and then if there was a Bachelor in Paradise, would you do it?
Ooh. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to give a definitive answer and say no. I mean, we'll just see what I feel in the moment, I guess. Is there even going to be a VIP?
I don't know. Well, I know there's going to be a Bachelorette. How about that?
There's going to be a Bachelorette. That is.
Would you do that?
I'd be the worst Bachelorette ever.
Don't say that. Why do you think that?
And because sometimes that makes for the best TV.
Because I think like night one, I would say, I'll need half of you guys to go home. Like, I can't kiss. I can't. No. Mm-mm. I don't know. We'll see. I think it would be fun. I'd have a great experience. But I'm also like very blunt. I don't know if that's what would be good as a Bachelorette. But
I think you would be great. You couldn't send 50% of the men home night one because that's not how the show works. But I think if you could get past that, you would be a great Bachelorette.
I would have fun. It would be a fun time, but we'll see. I don't know.
Cool. Okay. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks,
we've been waiting to interview you, so we're really happy. And thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I had the best time. Also, you guys are stunning. Like, you are literally how I pictured you guys.
Really? Like, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're so cute.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, and I'm not even like, I mean, you should see me dressed up. No.
Anyways, and thank you to all our listeners who tune in to Bachelor Happy Hour. We appreciate you guys. I know most of you, if not majority of you, are not the people that send hateful messages. But if you are, like, chill out, for real. And
that's
thank
your
you,
line today,
listening.
Huh? Chill out.
I guess I said that a lot, didn't I?
Yeah, that's the word of the day.
Yeah.
Chill.
I don't know. I guess, yeah. I do say chill a lot, though.
It's okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good word. Yeah, do your thing. And don't forget that Joey's season of The Bachelor's finale is coming out very soon. Will it be Kelsey? Will it be Daisy? Will it be both? Will it be neither? We will find out. So be sure to tune in and be sure to subscribe to Bachelor Happy Hour because we will have our recaps and many more exclusive interviews to come.
Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.